Speechwork Document 51. Revision of the Tariff Schedules. From the message of the President read at the opening of the first session of the 60th Congress, December 3, 1907. The income account of the nation is in a most satisfactory condition. For the six fiscal years ending with the 1st of July last, the total expenditures and revenues of the national government, exclusive of the postal revenues and expenditures, were, in round numbers, revenues $3,465,000,000, and expenditures $3,275,000,000. The net excess of income over expenditures, including in the latter the 50 millions expended for the Panama Canal, was $190 million for the 6 years, an average of about $31 million a year. This represents an approximation between income and outgo which it would be hard to improve. The satisfactory working of the present tariff law has been chiefly responsible for this excellent showing. Nevertheless, there is an evident and constantly growing feeling among our people that the time is rapidly approaching when our system of revenue legislation must be revised. This country is definitely committed to the protective system, and any effort to uproot it could not but cause widespread industrial disaster. In other words, the principle of the present tariff law could not with wisdom be changed. But in a country of such phenomenal growth as ours, it is probably well that every dozen years or so the tariff laws should be carefully scrutinized so as to see that no excessive or improper benefits are conferred thereby, that proper revenue is provided, and that our foreign trade is encouraged. There must always be, as a minimum, a tariff which will not only allow for the collection of an ample revenue, but which will at least make good the difference in cost of production here and abroad, that is, the difference in the labor cost here and abroad, for the well-being of the wage worker must ever be a cardinal point of American policy. The question should be approached purely from a business standpoint, both the time and the manner of the change being such as to arouse the minimum of agitation and disturbance in the business world, and to give the least play for selfish and factional motives. The sole consideration should be to see that the sum total of changes represents the public good. This means that the subject cannot with wisdom be dealt with in the year preceding a presidential election, because, as a matter of fact, experience has conclusively shown that at such a time it is impossible to get men to treat it from the standpoint of the public good. In my judgment, the wise time to deal with the matter is immediately after such election,